Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. First up is a story that I think might surprise some parents. U.S. college enrollment is actually bouncing back.
Oh, wow. Really? I thought it was down.
Yeah, after those pandemic declines that I think had everybody worried.
Yeah.
It seems like those reports of, you know, the death of college might have been a bit exaggerated.
Uh-huh. So what are the numbers looking like?
Well, they're up 4.5% overall. Freshman enrollment is seeing a bigger jump, though, at 5.5%.
Okay, wow. That's a pretty good jump.
And it's not just the big universities that are seeing the increase.
Mm-hmm.
Community colleges saw a 7.1% increase in those first-year students.
So what do you think is driving this?
Well, it could be a few things, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the improving economy is making families feel a little more confident about, you know, investing in education. Or maybe people are starting to recognize the value of a college degree, even if it's like an associate's degree.
That's true. Yeah, especially at the cost of a four-year college.
So this is a good story to get a conversation going with your kids about what they're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they considering college? What path do they want to take?
Yeah, what are they thinking about for the future?
Exactly.
Like maybe even discuss all the options, right? There's traditional four-year schools, but there's also vocational schools and apprenticeships.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one size fits all anymore.
Definitely not. Now, for a story that shows how powerful innovation can be, there's a piece about Innocent James. He's a Tanzanian innovator.
Okay.
And he's come up with a really ingenious solution to a problem I think we can all relate to.
Okay, let's hear it.
He created solar-powered backpacks.
Wow, that's great. What are they for?
To help children in areas with no electricity read after dark.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It is a simple but very effective idea, especially when you think about how 600 million people in Africa don't have access to electricity.
Wow.
It's really incredible what he was able to accomplish using, you know, very limited resources.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And in addition to the backpacks, he's also set up reading clubs to encourage kids to read more and, you know, engage with stories instead of spending all their free time on video games.
Oh, that's a good idea. Keeps them off the screens.
Yeah.
That's something all parents can probably relate to, right? It doesn't matter where you live. This story is a good way to talk with your kids about literacy. You know, reading can open up so many opportunities for them.
Yeah, it can open up new worlds for them.
Yeah.
You can also ask them to think about some problems that we have right here in our community.
Oh, yeah.
And try to brainstorm some creative solutions.
Yeah.
You never know. They might just come up with the next big invention.
That's true. Speaking of discoveries, there's this really fascinating article about a new dinosaur species.
That's always exciting.
It is. And this one wasn't discovered in the field. It was discovered in a really unusual source.
Oh, really?
World War II era photographs.
Wow.
It turns out these photos were taken by a German paleontologist back in 1914.
Okay.
And he documented dinosaur bones that were found in Egypt.
Uh-huh.
But then the bones were destroyed in the war.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. But the photographs survived.
Oh, wow.
So all these years later, paleontologists have been able to look at these photographs.
Yeah.
And they were able to identify a brand new species of dinosaur from them.
Amazing. So what do they name it?
They named it Tamariraptor marggrafi. And from what they can tell from the photos, it was a 10-meter-long predator.
Wow.
With sharp teeth and a nasal horn.
That's amazing that a discovery like that could come from an archive.
Yeah.
It really shows us that even though it's the digital age,
yeah,
you know, preserving physical records is so important.
I agree with that. Whether it's photographs, documents, or artifacts, you just never know what they might hold.
Right.
Like they could be a key to a new discovery. It also underscores the fact that scientific knowledge is constantly changing. Like what we know today could be completely revised tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we find something new or we just take another look at some old evidence.
Yeah, that's a great thing to talk about with your kids, you know.
Yeah.
It teaches them critical thinking and a healthy skepticism, which is really important today. And now moving on from dinosaurs to a really inspirational figure, there's a piece in The Juice with a quote by Jackie Robinson. He said, "A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives."
Those are powerful words.
Yeah.
And they're coming from a man who really lived by them. I mean, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball.
Right.
And he faced so much adversity, but he did it with courage and grace.
His story is one of resilience, determination, and a commitment to equality. It's a good reminder that even one person can make a big difference.
Yeah. So this quote could spark a good conversation with your kids. Like, what kind of an impact do they want to have on the world? What do they want their legacy to be?
Yeah. What are their values? What are their aspirations? Mm-hmm. This really encourages them to think bigger than themselves and think about their role in the community. It's an important step to becoming, you know, responsible citizens.
Yeah, it is. So turning to a more serious topic now, there's a report about the economic challenges that Russia is facing because of the war in Ukraine.
It's a reminder about the consequences that can come from conflict. This report says that Russia is dealing with rising inflation, a labor shortage, and the value of the ruble is just plummeting.
Oh, wow.
And it's all putting a big strain on their economy.
Yeah, it sounds like things are getting really bad.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation. It's hard to explain these kinds of things to younger students, especially when you hear the Russian government saying that everything's fine. So it's important to talk about media literacy and critical thinking with your kids. Information can be presented in a lot of different ways, depending on who's giving it to you and what their agenda is.
That's so true. So it's important to know how to evaluate the information that they're getting.
Yeah. You can also talk about international relations and the effect that economic sanctions can have not only on governments, but on ordinary people.
Yeah, it does affect everybody.
And finally, there's a report about a really sad event that happened over the Potomac River in Washington, D.C.
Oh, what happened?
There was a mid-air collision between a commercial jet and an Army helicopter.
Oh, no.
And it's thought that all 67 people on board were killed.
Oh, my gosh, that's awful.
Yeah. It's really heartbreaking, and they're still investigating the cause.
Yeah.
This event is really tragic, but it's a good time to talk about aviation safety and, you know, how important these investigations are.
Definitely. Because if we can understand what caused it,
right,
then we can try to prevent something like this from happening again.
Exactly. And it's also a time when communities come together to support each other and grieve together.
Yeah, that's true. When something like this happens, everybody is affected in some way.
And it just reminds us that learning isn't limited to the classroom.
Yeah.
It really happens everywhere and all the time. So as you're going through the juice with your students today, maybe encourage them to think about which stories they connect with the most.
Yeah.
You know what questions come to mind and how they relate to their own lives and experiences.
I think that's a great point. Learning really is a lifelong journey. You're never too young or too old to learn something new.
So until next time, keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.